If I give you the case of the Southern African region, 74% of the electricity right now is from fossil fuels. Definitely, we cannot continue on that kind of paradigm. It's not sustainable. And we all know that one of the countries in the region is also one of the major contributors to the greenhouse gases.
Which country is that?
Well, we all know that South Africa is a large consumer and almost 90% is from fossil fuels in South Africa. So what we're trying to do and looking up to this summit is to say, how can we change our energy sector so that it impacts less on the climate, but also it's more on a sustainable development policies. And renewable energy has been one of those that has been singled out that can contribute to changing our current energy paradigm. And I think I'm just from a meeting where this was discussed, that renewables now are becoming cheaper. There is a way of integrating them into our system. You know, they are also developing storage systems to be able to make sure that we can have renewables almost on a 24-hour basis. So a lot of change is actually happening, and I'm very confident that with the support from the various partners and also learning from other experiences, we can actually change the paradigm of the energy sector on the African continent.
You talk about renewable energy. Some people might not know what that means. Can you give us some concrete examples?
Renewable energies are basically energies that comes from a source that sort of never ends. Solar energy is a renewable energy. Water, hydropower. We've also got biomass. If it's managed on a sustainable basis, it's also a renewable energy. So we've got also geothermal, the heated water that comes from the ground because of the volcanic action. So those are just a few examples. In other words, it's energy that you would have in perpetuity.
How do you think the African countries can make the shift to renewable energy without bearing a lot of the costs?
We are now currently working with the International Renewable Energy Agency, and we are now promoting what we call the Africa Clean Energy Corridor. So what we're trying to do now is to identify zones within Africa that have renewable energy and working together across the countries to be able to develop, you know, those resource, you know, potentials so that two or more three countries can get involved on a single project. And I think that's what basically we're trying to do. So it's working together to be able to develop energy.